Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having a good friend, Morag Barrett, back on the show. Morag has become a great member of our brain trust, the CEO and the founder of Sky Team, the author of Cultivate, The Power of Winning Relationships. She's an HR relationship expert, and our good friend, Morag Barrett. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's a pleasure.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. So, many of us business owners are, as our business grows a little bit, we hire a layer of management, and we bring people on, and we promote people, we bring a manager in of some kind, and, they may or may not know how to be a manager, right? That's what you're here to talk to us about, isn't it?
That's what I'm here to talk about. And as I was thinking about this one, Jim, I think the mistakes that we're going to discuss here that I've seen new managers make time and time again, whether they're brand new first managerial job or they've been doing it a while, I think the mistakes we're going to explore also apply to us as business owners when we're working with a new client, a.k.a. a new boss.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we can make these mistakes, and it can impact how we do business. So I think there's going to be something for everybody this morning.
So one of the things you talk about is not spending enough time with your new boss.
Yes.
So you're speaking to the new manager, and
yep.
And so how do you balance spending enough time with the boss and not being a pest?
Well, exactly. I mean, that's the first thing you have to do, is get that idea that you're being a pest out of your mind. Because if you think you're going to be a pest, then you aren't going to spend the time with your new boss or your
mm-hmm.
new client. You're going to go, well, they've hired me. I've got to prove to them that they've picked the right person.
Right.
So I'm just going to go off and do managerial things. I'm going to go and do consultancy things. I'm going to go and do company things. I won't bother my boss. I won't bother my client.
What is the thing? Because at some point in time, a boss might say, "Well, John, you're asking me, you're talking to me about this. I actually hired you to do that. How do you balance that?
Well, you balance it by being up front at the beginning and saying out loud, I'm new to this role. I'm new to your company. I want to make sure that I understand the context.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to meet with you weekly. I'd like to meet with you monthly,
mm-hmm.
whatever the frequency is.
Mm-hmm.
But make sure you're having those conversations around how do they see the lay of the land? What do they see as your priorities? So that you can then either push back and say, well, actually, new boss, I think I need to do priority B, not A, and then you can discuss it.
If you're working for the right person, if I were your boss and you came to me and I thought you were being a little not quite as confident and not taking as much initiative as maybe you should, I would be saying, what do you think?
Yes.
And I'd be yes. and after over time you'd say, well, now if I go to him, he's just going to say, what do I think, and this is what I think, and so
in which case I could go do it.
Exactly. I don't have to ask anybody.
Yeah.
That's the learning process, isn't it?
Yeah. Don't sit there thinking you're being a pest. Ask the question instead and find out if you're being a pest, in which case you can modify. But don't avoid your new boss.
One of the biggest mistakes I see managers doing, whether they're tenured or not, is if they get into trouble, all managers do, they go through periods where they're not performing, something's happened, whatever. I had bosses that used to tell me, if you get into a bind, you need to bring me in early. You need
yeah.
to get me involved early, because you don't want to go down by yourself. If you get me involved, I'm not going to let you go down. Meaning, don't wait too long to get me involved. What do you think?
Oh, I like that. But that goes back to that earlier question. If you're not sitting down and spending time with your boss, mm-hmm. how can they share with you the potential binds that you might get into, the challenging characters that you're going to have to work with and collaborate? How do you know when early is enough? And you can have that conversation with your boss or your new client around, you know, if things aren't going to plan, how do you want me to bring this to your attention? Mm-hmm. When should I bring you in versus when should I manage it? If you set it, those rules of engagement up front, it makes life easier all around.
And, yeah, and if you're the boss, if you're the person that they're coming to, you know, one of the best ways you can wean them off, you can help them grow up as managers, is to say, well, what do you think? And also, one of the things I tell my people, Morag, is don't bring me a problem without bringing me a solution.
Oh, I remember that early in my manager days.
It doesn't have to be the solution, just a solution.
A solution. It helps people to think it through.
Exactly right. Well said. Quick, website, quickly, Morag. What's your website?
Oh, website, SkyTeam, S-K-Y-E, team.com.
All right, so check it out. Quick break, right back with Morag.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.